BBC Surrey 5:22. Off-duty officers ticker action to end screwdriver argy bargy in Indian restaurant. Man jailed for 10 months. Not my words, but those of Surrey Police on a tweet today telling of our next story this afternoon about a man who wielded a screwdriver at customers in a restaurant. He's now behind bars for 10 months after off-duty Surrey Police officers disarmed him. PC Ian Nash was one of them.
There was my wife and myself, along with four other friends. We'd had the meal, we'd asked for the bill. As we were sitting there, I just heard a commotion from the bar area. I turned around and I could see a few people around the bar area within the Raj Cuisine in Newhall, but didn't think a huge amount of it. As time went on, the commotion got a bit louder, and then I heard some women screaming, and then I heard someone say, "Drop the knife." It was at that point that myself and Gemma, who is also a police officer, we got up and went over to the bar area.
You jumped into action. Or did you jump? Or is it a matter there of either rushing over quickly, or is it a much more kind of softly approach?
Well, at first we didn't know what was going on, yeah. So it was more of a softly approach to start with when we went over. But then we saw this male who looked like was, for what I would describe as scuffling with members of the public. As we went over to him, I could see that he was holding an object, if you like, in his left hand. This object, all I could see at the time was a handle, and this was red and black in colour. As I went over, and due to what I heard, I assumed it was going to be a knife. It was at that point where you kind of have to take more action because the male was still struggling.
Absolutely, and it's not as though it's a standoff, is it, where someone's got something in the knife and threatening someone maybe at a distance of a few feet. If there's a scuffle going on, this is urgent. Someone could be seriously injured within seconds.
Yeah, absolutely, and in fact, I did notice when we went over that there was a chap who did have a wound or an injury to his hand. Mm. I didn't know the seriousness of that at the time. But he was holding his hand with his other hand, so I knew something had happened.
So at that point, do you and Gemma go in, or do you try and talk the situation through? What do you do?
At that point, the male was already scuffling with the public, so Gemma and myself approached, and Gemma told him to drop the knife numerous times.
And you're saying you're police officers at this stage, are you?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. By that stage, we are. And she went over to him. Demanded he drop the knife or the object, which he did not, and it was at that stage where we intervened physically and restrained the male. And during this, he dropped this weapon, which was in fact a screwdriver, which was about 12 inches in length.
And obviously all of this, you didn't have your equipment, you know, the stab-proof vest or spray or handcuffs or anything like that?
No, nothing at all.
But
nothing.
You do know, obviously, how to handle yourself and how to get someone in a certain grip. And, of course, saying we're police officers is going to help the situation, one would hope, to a large extent too.
Yes, absolutely. We do our officer safety training. We do that twice a year. So we are trained to a quite a high level by our instructors. And it's something that just kind of happens, really, and you don't think too much about, necessarily.
OK, well, we're talking about Nicholas Wilkins. He was ordered to pay the victim of the assault £150 in compensation when he was sentenced at Redhill Magistrates Court this week. He pleaded guilty to common assault and possession of an offensive weapon. Also guilty of breaching bail conditions not to be drunk in a public place or without reasonable excuse, cause harassment, alarm and distress to members of the public, which had originally been imposed on him at Staines Magistrates Court back on January the 21st. So, Ian, I bet you've got free barges and poppadoms for life now, haven't you?
I wish we did, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure we can accept that, but no.
All in the line of duty?
Yes, something like that, yes. We had to do it, but I'm glad the court took the decision to impose a sentence on him that was appropriate in the circumstances, considering that he had recently been given bail conditions and such.
PC Ian Nash, and together with his wife Gemma, up at Staines Police Station, and our thanks to them.